Welcome to The Role Less Taken. I am Graham, and I have been playing, well, nobody for a little while, but now I am back to having a character who sure walks like a jet, uses easier pronouns like a jet, and talks and acts like a jet, but is it jet? I don't know. And I'm joined by my fellow players.
We all love them. My name is Em. I've been playing Sean. We both use they, them pronouns.
I'm Chris. I'm a human being who forgot words. I use any pronouns, and I'm playing Sabrina, who uses she, her pronouns.
I'm Mickey. I also forget words. My pronouns are they, them. I play Achille, who uses any pronouns.
Yeah, and I don't know why you're all so confused. I'm the one who had the booster shot last night.
Yay, go get boosted.
Yay. Woo! Yeah, so we had some shit go down the other day when we were all at camp last. Who wants to tell us a little bit about what happened?
I like that we like pose it as an open-ended question, but I think we all know only one of us can tell what happened.
Em, do you want to tell us what happened?
I guess the burden is laid upon me. We started the well ritual because we were, we were looking down into the well with a lantern, and it fell, and we finally just decided to go in the well. So we started the well ritual, which is a great add-on to the sleepaway game.
Mm-hmm.
So to start the well ritual, we started talking about all of these terrible life decisions. Sean described their loss of their head and kind of how that came to be. And Achille finds these rocks with all these carvings that we think are the lady, the hitchhiker, the camp cat, people talking. Some fire, a boat, and a figure at the boat. The Lindworm, maybe. It's an indescript kind of image that we just kind of, for some reason, know as the Lindworm. And some stars. As we're going down, we do invite the Lindworm to act. And we make it to the bottom of the well. Sean specifically first. Makes it to the bottom of the well. And unfortunately, we find one of our dearly beloved campers, Sid. Their dead body has been stabbed. And there's bat bones tied together with twine atop his body. Sean is in so much shock that they don't speak out when everybody else kind of comes down the well. But eventually, we all gather to mourn Sid's loss. And then some more figures show up. And we get to meet the Underhill King and our dearly beloved. So you're still hot, and we love him, Jet.
I think it wasn't the Underhill King, it was the Cataract Knight.
Oh. It was the Cataract Knight. Thank you.
To whom also, I am squired.
Yes.
Like, I think there's a really important PSA in here that was brought to my attention last time. Zaddy.
Oh, yes. We started calling Jet our Zaddy.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten about that entirely.
That's really...
Can never forget.
It's quite good.
That was a beautiful sum of them.
Thanks. Is there anything to add?
Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Aside from Zaddy, I don't think so. No.
That's all I got.
Go ahead for real. I'm stopping. I'm not going to speak.
Nope.
I want him to speak. Nope. It's already done. I've spoken it into. You're going to speak now.
Okay. I was just going to add that, like, I performed Death's Journey, and that's kind of one of the rules that was broken was why, and then how we spoke Jet's name, and then they were, you know, that thing.
That sounds very dramatic. I have to go back and listen to that episode. I forgot that. I was just going to add that when Akili found the carved rocks, I believe before we entered the well, we made our own rock carving. We added a rabbit.
Oh, that's right.
We added a rabbit. Thank you.
For the listeners at home, in case this becomes important later, and we don't forget that it happened.
And someone with great artistic ability did that. I forget who it was. I think it was Sabrina.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're sort of the crafty one.
That's why I actually wrote it down. Yeah.
I think I just remembered the detail that I think Sid got stabbed some absurd number of times. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like 23 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or 30 something, maybe. I don't know. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was an uncomfortable number.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a little popo in the muck down there, too.
Yeah.
And so I think we kind of ended with Jet looking at the three of you and having no recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Correct me if I'm wrong, was he sort of having a moment? I don't remember if that happened or not, if we even got that far.
I think that we got to the moment that Jet was looking at us, but did not have the same presence.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say.
Like a church that's really old to the point that it's no longer the center of communal life in its region was the metaphor that I'd come up with.
Ooh, it was so juicy.
It was an unexpected metaphor.
Ooh.
And yeah, the Zay. Oh, that's right. The Cataract Knight's name is Harlow, and Jet is armed with a weapon. Oh, no, the Cataract Knight is armed with a weapon. The first blade ever forged. And the other detail is that whenever, like, Jet has a conversation with the Cataract Knight, you only hear Jet's side of it. You've never actually heard the voice of the Cataract Knight, if the Knight has a voice at all. yeah. How do we want to frame the scene?
I really want to know what Akili is doing. Because I've got some thoughts, but I want to know what Akili's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Akili will, against the backdrop of essentially what has been horror after horror after horror, just death upon death upon death, the thin string that is holding Akili to this world, to sanity, to the present, is just tugged a little harder, and Akili just begins to cry and will run towards Jet and hope Z embraces him back. We'll attempt a hug.
I think Jet does sort of respond to the hug, gives a hug back, but it's definitely not the same warmth. It's like I recognize that this is a person who's just had a really shitty day and needs a hug, not a like, this is a form, like, this is a lover that I am reconnected with hug.
That Akili will just like kind of like pull his face away and look at Jed directly and just say, no, it's you and it's me. It's me. Jed, it's me. It's me.
There's still no recognition on Jet's face, but as they look down at you, and I'm going to use one of my moves, ask how your character is hurting, and just says, are you injured? Mickey's face just then.
Okay.
Can I render assistance?
Akili's face would just look in shock, as if someone had just spit on him. Disgust, almost verging on that. Jet, just say my name. Jet, say my name. Say who it is. I can't. I say who it is. Say who it is. Say who it is.
Em looked like they were about to say something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting to see if Jet responds in any way, and then I'm gonna do something.
Did you already say your name to Jet? Because otherwise they have forgotten your name. And that happened like 5 seconds ago, but I have already forgotten.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't think so. Now I'm second guessing.
Hmm. I think either way, they just kind of look at you and say, like, do I know your name? Have I known your name?
And just tears.
Yeah, at that, like, Sean's gonna run forward and, like, slap the sides of Jet's face. And I'm gonna, like, use a strong move.
Ooh.
And I'm going to show someone another time and another place.
Oh,
and I'm wow.
Gonna, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm going to just, like, you get, like, tsunami waves of memories of, like, you and Akili at the camp, and you and I out in the kayak, and, like, you and like Akili reading the poem after you had gone, like you weren't there, but you get that feeling. And so you're kind of just bombarded with like all these images of you with us.
What does that kind of look like? Or does it just not look like anything? Does it just like you're holding my face?
I feel like you are dragged into some, I'm trying to think of like if this has ever been like in a movie, but like you're dragged into like 3D images, right? Where they're like going past you in like a very spectral way.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So you're standing there and it's like, ooh, image, memory kind of going past you is what I imagine. And I'm still standing there in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for Jet, it feels like they sort of recognize themselves. They now sort of recognize the three of you, but it's like those memories happen to a different person still. So they kind of go, like, cock their head a little bit and go, I have met you. I have met all of you. I have met that one, too. And he kind of looks at the spot where Sid's body was previously and says, much to think about there. We should not stay here, though. This is not a safe place.
You remember me, wiping the tears away. So you remember me?
I know who you are, though I suppose that is a step in the right direction. I have been down here for a very long time.
No, it's been hours, like maybe day at most. What's wrong with your voice? What was the last thing you ate?
I haven't needed to eat.
That's not what it's about! That's not what it's about! What did you eat?
As they kind of look at the cataract night, like, A, help, and B, did we eat something recently? And the knight just kind of says nothing and just starts walking down the path. Like, down this, like, I don't think the path was there when you arrived at the bottom here, but now that you've been standing and sort of distracted at some point, like a not even a cave, more like a tunnel has kind of formed and like appeared. And it's got sort of an earthy light to it that the knight's just kind of walking down. And Jet just kind of looks torn, like between you three and Zier, sort of patron, I don't think is quite the right word, but Zier boss, I guess. I gotta follow my manager.
Zier homie?
Yeah.
Akili will extend their hand. Just take my hand and tell me what you ate. If you feel how I feel, just take my hand and tell me what you ate. That's all.
I think Jet doesn't quite respond in the right, exactly the right way, and sort of takes you by the wrist and over your shoulder to all three of you says, "Come, we must leave this place."
No, I can't.
And starts like dragging you a little bit.
Sean, I can't do it anymore.
It's okay. We're going. It's okay.
So Sabrina, who had been hanging back, kind of in shock at this point, is going to kind of jog up to where the three of you are and kind of take Akili by her free hand and kind of help lead Jet, finger quotes, help lead them down the path.
And Akili will disconnect. Like, you know, just disconnect from Jet and hold Sabrina.
She embraces Akili, kind of like shoulder hug as they walk down the path. All the while, I kind of eyeing Jet, finger quotes, with a mix of relief, suspicion, and also, quite frankly, fear.
These are all reasonable feelings. I think, I don't know if I gave myself a weapon, but I think there's like a small bow and arrow and the set and the like hanging over Jet's back, and there's like a quiver full of arrows, all of which have got black tail feathers in them. Like crow feathers.
Ooh.
And so they're kind of leading the three of you down this path, walking ahead of you, but sort of half looking over a shoulder just to make sure that you're still kind of following.
I'm following.
Side bomb meta question. Oh, mm-hmm. Go ahead, Em. I'm going to disrupt the flow of what's happening.
You're good. I just said I'm following.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yeah, I noticed earlier you said that you're going to use a move in ass. The ass on the character page are moves?
I assume so.
That makes sense because there's like one-ish under each section. I'm big dumb energy. Okay, I'm going to use a move, friends.
Go for it.
While still kind of holding onto Akili as we're walking down this darkened, I assume it's darkened, tunnel, Sabrina will turn and make full-on eye contact, as full-on as you can be when you're walking, with Jet and ask, "What changed for you, Jet?" Kind of suspiciously. Also, that's a strong move. I've lost it.
I honestly don't seem to know how to answer that question. They kind of look back at you and say, "Since when?"
So you really don't remember then? What happened?
They shake their head. I came here. I've been serving the Underhill King's court for as long. It's hard to tell time down here.
It's hard to tell time up there too. But I don't think it's been decades. I think it's maybe been a couple of days. And you've forgotten all of us and everything in a couple of days?
I remember what I've been taught, which is how to fight and how to fight like a broken heart. And I remember the things that your companion showed me a few minutes ago, but it was more like watching them happen to someone else.
At that, Sabrina will kind of stroke Achilles' hair preemptively. And then she'll kind of turn her attention. Oh, go ahead, Akili.
It's just, you go on. I just need a minute. I just need a minute. And we'll kind of encourage you to keep walking and stay behind. And
oh, I'm at the back, so I'm making sure that you're not getting left behind.
I just need a minute, Sean. I just need a minute.
Well, can we all pause here just for a minute? So we don't get separated?
No, keep going. I can't be that close. I can't be that close.
Okay. Where are we going? Like, which direction? Are we just following you?
Out of character, I was kind of heading toward the Underhill King's chamber, was what I was thinking, but I am also not opposed to going a different direction if anybody else has a better idea. I don't have a plan once I get there.
I love it.
All right. So I think I just say, you know, to the court of the king.
To the court of the king.
Hmm.
Okay. Is that just in this general direction? Can we walk like a little bit behind you? Is that possible at all?
I think Zaheer heard like what Achilles says and just kind of looks to the three of you at that and goes, I can go ahead and prepare accommodations or food. Do you require food?
Yes.
I shall go do so.
Okay.
And they kind of keep walking. And there is pretty much just one direction in this tunnel.
Okay.
The whole band is right there. I'm kidding.
I was thinking the same thing! Just one direction in this tunnel. And like, they're just there. Like
just hanging out.
Yeah. You light up? No.
Oh, okay. Man.
It's a weird camp.
Yep.
Can you imagine how ominous it would be if there was just a pop band like singing after a camper died and our friend came back from the dead?
Singing one of their songs, but in like a minor key.
Yeah.
So Z kind of leave you behind.
Like, we'll keep walking slowly.
Achilles is going to kneel down and just kind of repeatedly request to be alone.
Okay. Do you want to do anything else with the scene, or do you want to skip ahead a little bit to more action?
I would inquire, is Achilles left alone?
Sean would step away, but not too far.
Give some space, but not distance.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. On Sabrina's end.
I'm imagining there was like the chamber you came from, mm-hmm. or that we all came from, and then there's kind of the One Direction tunnel.
Memorial tunnel.
I think Achilles would want to stay in the chamber. Would it be fair to say that like Sabrina and Sean like in the tunnel, are they visible, like what, how much distance?
I would say probably if you're still in the chamber,
yeah,
I would probably be at the entrance of the tunnel.
Sabrina?
I think that at this time that Sabrina would be kind of clinging to Sean and kind of worriedly watching Achilles. Definitely in eyesight.
Okay. I'm going to use a weak move. I'm going to invite the Lindworm to act upon the group. And I am going to do this in a way where Achilles would just like be looking down at the ground and whisper under their breath. And just say, You won. There's nothing left. You can take my outsides because there's nothing left inside. Go on, just do it. Just take me.
Well, shit.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, they're done.
They've had enough. Achilles needs a nap.
I gotta say, I thought you were going to do it because you wanted to punish the two of us for not walking far enough away from you. Which would have been a really dark turn.
You know what? Lindworm. Because I need space.
You're not giving me it. So let's see. I drew cards. I have the Five of Diamonds, the Queen of Diamonds, and the Two of Clubs. The Queen of Diamonds is Fog. Obscuring, people missing within the heavy mists. The Five is decay, rotting food, a bloated carcass emerging from the lake. And the Two of Clubs is jolted awake, reality melting, campers having nightmares during the day.
Mm-mm. Not the last one. I'll take that one off the table.
Okay.
So then it was the Five of Diamonds and the Queen of Diamonds.
Yeah, so that's page 73 in the book.
Decay. People missing.
Fog or decay?
I gotta say, I like the idea of fog just because we're already at a moment where it's kind of hard to see anyway. And also we're trying to stay together as a small group, and that would be kind of frightening.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling that as well. Killy, what do you think? Mickey, what do you think?
I love it. I absolutely love it. That's, I was leaning towards it as well. Maybe, and like jump in if someone has a different angle here, but I'm envisioning that after Killy tempts the lindworm by inviting the lindworm to just consume him, you see a figure with like a head dropped, the silhouette of Achille, like a very, like a once very strong individual. Now, shoulders down, crumpled. And you see mist start to build around her feet. You see mist start to build around his shoulders. And those slices are then met with a third slice of mist that goes across their chest in the fog.
So 1 minute Achille is standing there, and then the fog rolls in and then rolls out, and Achille is gone. Oh boy.
Is the fog also, is it only where Achille was, or has it started to kind of enrapture all in this space? Like, how are we visualizing that? Is it natural, or is it supernatural? I mean, it's supernatural, regardless. But is it like spreading naturally, or is it just in that one spot?
What do you think, Em?
I'm feeling localized would be the most dramatic. Almost like a little like buildup of mist, and then like it slowly dissipates, and then Achille's gone.
If that's the case, then Sabrina is going to immediately like reach out and crouch on that. Like, what? Where is she? Where did she go? She was right over there, and no.
Okay. Can we like, I'm gonna turn to the tunnel, and I'm gonna yell, Jet, we need you. I don't know if your name is still Jet, but I'm gonna yell it anyways. Hoping he hears me. And then we should run over to the spot.
Already have it.
So I'm going to grab Sabrina's hand and run.
We're running.
We get there and there's no one. I don't know if there's any like trace or sign.
I would say none.
He's gone. Okay.
Achille was basically a hollow shell before. And the mist just carried that away.
Damn.
See. I think Jet did hear. I don't think that actually Jet went too much further down the tunnel. It was just kind of keeping a distance, kind of went just out of sight, but kind of like paid attention to these three strange humans to whom they have some connection. So I think they do kind of reemerge down the tunnel. I was trying to figure out what move makes the most sense for that. And I think take action, leaving yourself vulnerable fits. It's a basic move of mine. So I think a lot of people have got that actually, but yeah, they kind of come charging down. And I think in the hustle, drop their weapon, or their weapon. So they're unarmed at the moment. But they haven't noticed.
Yeah, but Sabrina, just look, because we're in water, just feel around. They might still be here somewhere. And Sean's going to just, like, frantically start, like, swimming through the water, trying to find Achille.
Sabrina will do the same, but, like, yeah, she's losing it. Like, three too many people gone at this point. She is losing it.
This group is like living a horror movie where one by one everyone is just falling.
I'm trying to figure out, because I'm looking at our like strangeness elements and thinking like, who should I inject where? And kind of pitching, like, somebody else is more than welcome to grab them. But I was like, we did kind of talk about wanting to bring the hitchhiker back at some point, because he was fun. I mean, one of the things for Our Lady Oubliette, I'm trying to remember, it could be a good time for her to choose a new favorite and invite Achille to forget. And then the paper skin hairs talk about, like, when someone is profoundly alone, that's a good time for them to be kind of brought back in. So those are some options if anything speaks to anyone.
I would leave it with Sean and Sabrina. We're going to be experiencing this, I think. And I'll happily jump in to facilitate any role play for any of those options.
for the purposes of this, like, scene, is Achille transported somewhere else, or are we assuming Achille is now just dead?
Achille spoke to the Linworm with the intention of kill me. So, as far as I know,
that's where your mind is. Okay, good. Just for our purposes, I know Sean and Sabrina don't know that.
Yeah.
Any inklings, Chris?
I am thinking and scrolling and reading. I like the idea of the hitchhiker because it was fun, and I feel like the hitchhiker first appeared at a moment that seemed very hopeless and scary. And this is very hopeless and scary.
And Mickey did do such a good job of being the hitchhiker last time.
True.
You can't get out of role playing. You can't. Yep.
I like never want to get out of role playing. I'm so down. I'm just pulling up the hitchhiker. Yeah, this wasn't on roll 20.
The devil of Route 32.
I'm scrolling through the playbook again, like, oh my god, PDFs are so annoying, and I keep freaking forgetting it's on roll 20.
I'm making our lives easy. Yeah, I think hitchhiker is a good plan. So we're all now searching in the water. And I kind of imagine that the first thing that happens is we smell cigarette smoke. And then, like, from the well entrance, like, just, like, ever so dexterously, I guess, like, slides down a rope with one hand on the rope and just, like, hops down is what I'm imagining for the hitchhiker. You know, in this, like, chaos that is the three of us searching for Achille, he just drops in, cool as a cucumber.
I'm kind of picturing for him, it's almost like he'd just taken an escalator down to, like, a subway station.
Yeah.
Except it was a rope made out of t-shirts.
Exactly.
The same smoothness.
I'm also kind of picturing that, like, because I think when Sabrina saw him last, he had two eyes, and I think this time there's just sort of one piercing, glowy red eye kind of under his hat in the murky gloom.
Are you imagining, like, a cyclops or a missing one eye?
One eye is just not, if it's there, it's not lighting up in the same way.
Okay. With that, the hitchhiker would step forward, take a deep drag off of a cigarette. The amber is lit at the end on the inhale. And an exhale that almost looks like the mist that took Achille. More angular than circular. I would just say, yeah, so that one's gone.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news here, but indeed, that one, points to the still lit cigarette towards the space where Achille was. Yeah. Linworm got that one.
Sabrina is going to jump bolt upright out of the water and kind of turn to look like you, and she's going to point, and she's just going to run over and grab the hitchhiker by the shoulders and start shaking while frantically shouting, like, you fixed it last time you were there. You helped me. You can find her. You can help us find Achille. You know where she is. Please tell us. I know you know.
Well, I knew where she was in the future, but I don't know where she is now. That's not something I do. Little one, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I'm telling the truth. That's all I got.
I think no. Jet is...
Go ahead. She's just going to keep saying no.
I was going to say, I think Jet is kind of staring at the hitchhiker with just utter distrust. Because I think they have at least heard the rumors about how the hitchhiker maybe used to work for the Lindworm before he learned his lesson. But isn't sure if this is the hitchhiker who has learned a lesson, who has not yet learned a lesson. Because they know a little bit about this hitchhiker. And just enough to be wary.
Yeah, the thing is, why the Lindworm don't get most people? Why is this a surprise to anyone here would be my question.
And Sean is going to go up and kind of wrap Sabrina in an embrace, using a weak move to shut down their own emotions, and try and be as comforting as they can, and just, you know, he was really special. He's a special one. That's why we're upset.
So that's why you're upset. Why aren't you upset? Points to Jet.
Jet just kind of looks at him and just kind of, I think, doesn't answer the question. Just kind of responds, "Why are you here?"
Well, I've been here before and I'll be here again. That's why I'm here. Takes a cigarette between the thumb and index finger, throws it in the lake, pulls a fresh carton out of a plaid flannel underneath the jean jacket, hits it a couple times on their palm to pull out a fresh cigarette, puts it under the hat for a moment, suddenly it's lit, starts smoking again.
Jet's eyes just narrow.
And the thing is, last time, unless I'm all cattywampus here, you had another one too, and would point to Sean. Where's the other one you used to be with?
Well, I have had the unfortunate experience of losing a lot of people now. Thank you. Just dead face. No emotions. I feel like now would be a good time for their head to kind of like almost be like out of focus.
Hmm.
You know?
Oh, don't be doing that, child. Don't be doing that. No need. Okay, so all of y'all, why are you here? It's a deep drag.
Many reasons. To find our friend who we've now found, to try and solve a riddle and save our campers and just make sense.
I love a riddle. I love a riddle.
You love a riddle? Do you want to hear one? Would you like to hear a riddle?
I'll take a riddle. Honestly, y'all are real
fucking riddle.
Y'all are real downers, if I'm being honest.
You know, that's fair. Okay, where is this riddle? Does anybody have the riddle?
I do.
I have got a weak move that I'm like debating using, which is lash out with unhealthy anger.
Ooh, I love.
Okay. Oh, I have it. Riddle. A thing said, a thing written, a done deal. A I think that was the riddle. Am I thinking of the wrong thing?
No.
Right. All right.
Was it done to
deal? You furrowed your brow. I have written done to deal, but is that what it was?
Yeah, done to deal.
What a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
All things said, could be bullshit, but you don't really write bullshit, do you? Done to deal. You got any clues, any ideas?
Have you?
I thought you liked
riddles. Oh, I do. I love a riddle, and I think I heard this one before. I actually... got me in a sticky situation, the result of this riddle, for some time. I do know the answer, but it is a bit of a disappointment. I'll tell you a story and see if you can figure it out. One day, boy's walking down a long and dark road. As he walks, he sees in the distance a figure. It's not exactly a figure, it's like a sunset. It's like a horizon, but it's also like a nightmare. It's a shape shifting. And the guy on the road's hungry. He ain't had a roof for many, many years. The horizon, the shadow envelops. Such a man that says, I will give you comforts. Man says, you got any cigarettes? The shadow and the world and the wind, they all say, oh, we can give you cigarettes a lifetime over. A never-ending supply. I said, you got any food? Shadow says, yeah, I got food. I got a warm bed, too. All you got to do is do something for me. I said, well, that sounds like a fine deal. What do I have to do for you? Shadow says back, everything. That's just a job, ain't it? You know? Out of the mist materializes paper, a pen, contract, drawn up and signed. The mist says, you agree to this contract. Man says, yes. Then write that you agree. Man writes it down. Just like that, it was a done deal.
Is it a name?
It's not a name.
Is it the agreement itself?
It was. It was the agreement. It was the contract. Now, I have a sneaking suspicion in the future I get out of said contract, but in the meantime, I'm in it. I've got a message from the Linworm. I'm sorry, y'all are gonna die. Smoke coming out of the hitchhiker's nose and mouth.
I think with that, Jet just kind of... I think becomes incensed and responds, that is not his domain, it is not your domain. Leave this place. The lights kind of dim a little bit with that, like, death energy.
Yes.
And Zare sort of reaching for the bow, but it's gone.
All right, enough now. Enough. I know what you become. I don't want to mess with what you are. Look, I'll see you when it's time, I'm sure. Enjoy your moments. Until then, throws a cigarette into the pond, pulls out the pack, lights a new one under a hat. I'll see you around. Starts walking the other direction.
Kind of like the idea that, like, in the distance there's a train whistle, like, from, like, some distant part of the cave.
I love it. Absolutely.
And the hitchhiker hops back on the time train.
Time train. Okay. Sean's still hugging Sabrina. So it's fine. We're gonna die. It's fine. It's all fine. I don't know what to do next, but I'm trying. I'm gonna keep trying.
Sabrina's gonna kind of, without a word, drop down and, like, pick up a big rock that's, like, sitting on the water, and she's just gonna chuck it as hard as she can in the direction that the hitchhiker is walking, like, and shout, that wasn't useful at all! Why did you even... Oh, I'm so upset. Why?
We're gonna die. Like hell we're gonna die. That wasn't helpful at all. What were they even here for? No. We've come too far. We're not going to die. Sean. It's too late to start being a giver-upper now, so we're not going to die. And she's gonna turn and kind of like wag a finger in their face. You stop. No one is gonna die. And her voice kind of trembles at that.
Okay. You're right. There's always sunshine that follows the rain. but I guess, what do we do now?
Also, I hear my bud beeping in my ear. I think the battery's gonna die, and I don't know how that's gonna affect my audio if I have to not have them. So just putting that out there, unless in case you stop hearing me in a few minutes. Sabrina will turn to Jet and kind of march up to Zem and you know how to fight. You said you were trained. I think we should be trained too.
I was going to say that when I don't know what to do, the person I turn to is the Cataract Knight. Harlow knows vastly more than I do and is probably the person to speak with. We could also petition the king for an audience. He might see favorably, especially knowing what we know now. Those would be my suggestions, and they're usually the things I turn to when I feel lost and alone. I'm using my shared genuine emotions with another basic move, because they're still a little bit human, and that they get freaked out, despite being some weird undead knight thing.
I guess we could do like the next scene at the Underhill King's place. Thinking like maybe after we've eaten and rested a bit, meet back up. Mickey, I don't know. Is there a character that you were thinking you wanted to pick up in the uncanny?
Absolutely not. I haven't planned for any of this at all. I just like,
I love it though.
Akeli couldn't have handled everything that just went down. They were so close before, so. And as far as they saw it, there were two options. Very meta, but like a lot of their moves involve hurting other people. Either hurting other people or taking themselves out. So I don't have a character. I'm gonna just sit and enjoy the rest and look at another character for our next session.
I was gonna say I do also have a move if we want to bring Akeli back. The Underhill King has a move.
Oh, okay.
But if that's not something you're interested in doing, we don't have to do it.
That would be pretty intense. No, you're back!
Drag you back into existence.
Have to stay.
So I think the Underhill King's domain is basically just you kind of continue down that tunnel and then it kind of widens out. And I'm kind of a little bit going off of the art in the book, where it's just like it's basically a cave but with torches and a throne and a old rusted sword on the back wall, and then we've just got this figure, this like armored male figure with the skull of a deer perched as its head. I don't think that's like a hat. I think that is just that is its head. As we kind of described previously. And I think he is kind of sitting at court, king beneath the mountains. And in the room around him, there is just a bunch of like spectral figures milling around. Because one of his aesthetic elements we picked last time is a parade of ghosts. And I think like all up and down his all up and down his robe, like his robe of office, but also like in random places, you see bits and pieces of like camp or memorabilia. So like, you know, he's got, you know, the pillars, a couple of them have got like camp signs on them. And then there's like camp patches all down his robe. And then a couple of like, maybe like one wall has got like part of a cabin in it. So it looks a little bit hodgepodge. It looks like somebody has been living here and basically turned like part of the old camp into this domain of the dead. What are we doing? Anybody got a pitch? I think there are also rooms off to the side.
I mean, assuming this is after we kind of regather ourselves, I personally don't think Sean would want to be away from Sabrina in any sense. So we'll pick a big enough room for us all to sleep in comfortably. And then maybe we had requested an audience with the king, and we're about to go to that audience. Is that like a good scene?
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think Jet does not sleep and just kind of stood guard outside the door, almost statuesque, very much learning from Zir Knight, but kind of guarded over the two of you sleeping. And as you... Oh, sorry.
Oh, I just said also safe.
Zaddy is here.
Oh my god.
I like want a t-shirt of it. I feel safe. Daddy's here. Like,
so I think maybe like Zay kind of gently tried to wake you and to let you know that the time is coming, the time is approaching, and to give you a few minutes to, like, you know, maybe run to the bathroom, wash your face before you meet the king, because the way, you know, we've already met the king. You three have specifically, actually all of us have. But, you know, Jet talks about him like he's, you know, true royalty with just the utmost of respect. If English was a language that had a formal mode.
So, yeah, I mean, yesterday, whenever, in the past, I don't know when it was, but that you want to get stronger too, and you want to train?
Whatever it takes. We need to keep our friends by our side and we need to protect ourselves.
Okay. Okay. I think that... Do we want to ask that of the Underhill King? Do we want to be with him? Or do we want to just ask him questions about... Do we want to just ask him questions about kind of... our friends and what we want?
I don't know. I kind of turn to Jet and I'll ask, like, are you in the knight? Do you work for the king?
Jet kind of nods and says, we have an agreement and a common enemy.
Well then, it sounds like we can ask the king if he knows how we can get our friend back, or maybe what next steps are for the things we were looking for, the... stars, what, aren't we supposed to ask about that?
Mm-hmm. We are supposed to ask him about that, the stars. And I don't know if he'll be able to bring our friend back, but I don't know, maybe we can ask how to just get rid of that evil in the world. I think we've all lost too much of that. I think it's time for us to rid the world of that darkness.
Agreed.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There you go.
Did you... You lost the headphones?
Yep. They are gone.
Okay.
The audio's not too echoey. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I mean, do we want to dive into the Underhill King scene, or do we want to save that for next week?
I think we can maybe save it for next week. I've just been looking at the tips and I'm like, I think it would benefit us to think about some of the institutional rules that don't match the expectations of our current society. And yeah, I don't know. I think it would be nice to ponder on those things.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Do a little homework. I'm also curious because I think if we get a new Mickey character, be interesting to think about how that plays into it, how they play into the future, and into the Underhill King. And the other thing too, I'm thinking of is, like, the Underhill King likes to make bargains, likes to demand sacrifices in return for things. So, you've got to figure out what you're willing to sacrifice, and also what he's going to ask for.
Do we really have anything left to give?
just ourselves.
No, no one's gonna die.
Yep, I mean that's on the table.
Just ourselves.
Oh boy.
All right. Wow. Yeah. That was quite a session.
Damn. When you think it can't get more dramatic and horrible.
What did we say at the top of this? Like,
but wait,
right?
There's more. Like at the beginning, it was like ups and downs and ups and downs. And then it was like down, down, down. And we're like, it's going to go up again, right? Down, down, down. Maybe. Nope. It's still going down.
You're all going to die.
I got to say, the hitchhiker has got to be one of my favorite characters throughout this entire thing. So the life you breathe into that is just so... Please write a book. Please write a book and then also act out the book. I'll watch and read it.
Agreed.
I'm so flattered.
That is very good. Actually, one thing we could do that I just thought of is we've got a third act. I think we might be nearing that third act.
I was thinking the exact same thing, Graham.
So I'm going to take a quick peek just to see if there's anything we need to do before we get to the abyss, which is the act three. Remove all the heart. Okay, yeah. I don't think there's anything we need to do ahead of this. It's just...
It does say to end the descent, we need to perform a ritual to provide some emotional closure.
Mm.
So that's something we can think about. Go ahead, Mickey.
Yeah.
Or with the Underhill King, I'm sure there will be...
Yeah, we could find something.
Okay, that's a good idea.
It looks
so like... yeah, we'll basically just do some homework.
Oh, it looks like the other character that like comes back after your character dies is the Moth Maiden.
Hmm. There's a couple in the old one too.
Oh, and the old one has some? Okay. I'll do my homework. I'll look into it.
Were you not feeling the Moth Maiden?
No, I was. I was imagining her as a drag queen.
Hell yeah.
Like
that I am not opposed to.
I got chills. I like it.
Undead Moth Maiden drag queen? Like, what is that sentence?
What drag aesthetic are you imagining?
I'm imagining, like, it's not exactly moth, but I'm imagining, like, a shit ton of, like, glitter, camp. Like, it's not going for realism drag.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you mind if I doodle this?
Absolutely.
Please, you do.
I'm going to do some doodling because you said drag queen, you said moths, and I'm like, yeah, those words, those tickle my jimmies or whatever.
is she gonna be our bimbo to our himbo? Like, I gotta know.
She might be. Okay, I gotta think on this. This is some words are happening. Man. I'm gonna.
On behalf of Chris and Em and Mickey and myself, I want to thank you for listening to another episode of the Roll a Stake and Campfire. We've been playing Sleepaway with the Uncanny expansion by Jay Dragon of Possum Creek Games. You can get more information on that game in the show notes. Check us out on Twitter. We are at Roll Less Taken with no the. We're on Instagram at The Roll Less Taken. And Facebook as The Roll Less Taken. And for those playing along at home, that's Roll with an E. Rate and review us on Podchaser on iTunes, and please tell your friends about the show. That really helps us out. We're all word of mouth, so the more you can spread the word, the more we can keep making episodes. And until our next episode, stay safe and don't get eaten by the lindworm.